Shalom to all. Today we're learning about Matzia, Parak Chas, Mishnah Tes, and Parak Tes, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zach Refan Rziva Gahagon, Bekarav Mamish. And here we have our last Mishnah discussing home rentals. The Mishnah says a Masker Bas Chaveroi V'Nafal. A guy rented a house to his friend and it fell down. Chayv L'Hamiloi Bayis. He has to set a house up for him. He has to either put him up in different quarters or he has to rebuild the house that fell down. Hayakatan, let's say the house was small. Loyasenu Gadol. He's not allowed to make it large. You as a homeowner might think, I'm doing him a favor. I'm building a larger house for him. And you're not allowed to do so if he protests, because the renter could say, I don't want a large house. It's too difficult to clean. I'm not interested in having to clean more space. I'd rather my small house. And it's the same thing the other way around as well. Gadol Yasenu Katon. If it's a large house, he can't make it small. You can't downsize the renter's living quarters. Another din, Echad Lo Yasenu Shnayim, Shnayim Lo Yasenu Echad. Let's say this house had one room, he's not allowed to make it into a two-room house. Or if it was a two-room house, he's not allowed to turn it into a one-room house, meaning he's building the house the same exact size. It's 200 square feet. But originally it was one large room that was 200 square feet. And now he's turning it into two smaller rooms, each 100 square feet, or vice versa. He can't do that, because the renter could say, I want that original one large room, or I want the two smaller rooms. And lastly, lo yifchas mechaloinos, he's not allowed to put fewer windows in, v'lo yosef alein, he's not allowed to add in more windows, elamidas shnehem, unless both of them, the owner and the renter, agree to this. And moving on to parak test Mishnah Aleph, in this parak, we begin discussing a person hired to work in a field. And there's multiple different ways this could be set up. There's something called arisos, where a fellow works somebody else's field, and he has to pay the owner a certain part of the crop, either half, third, or a quarter. Those were the standard amounts back in the day. And as we said, that's called arisos, which is usually translated in English into sharecropping. Now, there's another type of arrangement, which is called chachiros. This is where we have one person working somebody else's field, but he pays a set amount no matter how much grows from the field. So as opposed to sharecropping, where he just gives half, third, or a quarter of what grows, here with chachiros, he has to pay him X amount of bundles or bushels. And it doesn't make a difference if it was a good year and lots grew, or if it was a terrible year and very little grew, he still has to pay him that same amount of X amount of bushels or bundles or pounds or whatever it is. And lastly, there's schiros, where a guy just rents out a field for a certain amount of money and the payment is not based on the crop that grows. So now we discuss a number of halachas regarding this. Hamakabel sodem chaveroi, a person contracted a field from his friend. So this is either chachiros or a risos. What are the chiyuvim on this fellow? Makam shenagu liktzar, yiktzar. If this is an area where the minig is, when the grain is cut, they just cut it and they don't pull out the roots. That's all he has to do. And the field's owner can't say, you have to uproot it. The guy working the field only has to cut it. However, lakar, yakar, if the minig is to completely uproot the grain, pull it out by the roots as well, not just cut it, so then he has to do that. And lachresh achrov, if the minig is that after they cut the grain, he plows the ground right away, yachresh, he has to do so. Hakolka minig medina, everything is based off whatever the minig of that area is. And kashem shachalka betvua, the same way that they split the grain, as we had said, either arisos or chachiros, two different arrangements, but either which way they're splitting the grain or whatever's growing, kachalka metavon of akash, are also going to split the straw and the hay. These are the byproducts of the grain itself, and that's also split. It's not that one of them takes all of it. And k'shem shechalkim b'yayin, the same way they're going to divide the wine or the grapes, if we're talking about a vineyard, k'chalkim b'zmayros u'bekonim. They're also going to make the same division with the zmayros. These are the prunings, the branches that were trimmed off the vine, and the konim, these are the reeds that hold up the vines. Those are also divided between them. And u'shneim sapkim esakonim, the next year when the fellow's working the vineyard again, they both have to supply the konim, which again are these reeds that support the vines. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.